This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. When workers in Arab states such as Tunisia and Egypt staged their revolutions in 2011, there was great hope that they would be able to organize free and independent unions which could negotiate for them. But in many cases, the installed governments and employers are resisting the unionization of workers. For example, in Alexandria, Egypt, when workers at the Mondelez Cadbury plant organized a union, the company fired five of the new union's leaders. Mondelez is an American multinational that used to be known as Kraft. The International Union of Food Workers is trying to get the fired workers reinstated. Here is IUF General Secretary Ron Oswald speaking at a recent media conference in Geneva.
In Egypt, in 2011, as part of what became known as the Arab Spring, workers in factories, workers in agriculture, workers in hotels felt that they had achieved, through their revolution, the right to exercise one of the most fundamental human rights, and that is the right to choose freely to join a trade union and to be represented in that way with their employer. The workers of the Alexandria Cadbury plant, which is a Mondelez plant, chose to exercise that right during the course of 2012 in April, formed a union, an independent union. The former Minister of Labour in Egypt had told them that they could do so, that it was within their rights to do so, and they exercised that right. Mondelez refused to discuss any issues with this union, refused to implement, at the time it was decreed, a legal wage increase decreed by the government. And when workers protested by first asking simply to talk to the company refused. And the union representatives, the founding representatives of this union, were requested by the company to see if they could persuade the workers to stop their spontaneous protest in order that the company would talk to the union. And union representatives did that. They spoke with the workers and did so. But after that, the company still refused the union representatives because they did not wish to recognize that these workers had the right to exercise the rights. And very shortly afterwards, for all intents and purposes, they fired the five union leaders who represented workers in that plant and crushed any prospect of free and independent unionism in Mondelez in Egypt. We are supporting these workers now in order that they can exercise their rights. Within the Alexandria Cadbury Mondelez plant, management have told workers that if they raise their voices, they will suffer the same fate as these five dismissed union leaders. And they have told workers inside the plant that irrespective of the outcome of the legal process, they will never take back these five union leaders. So Mondelez seems to be disrespectful of the legal process even in Egypt. The company, we believe, if these allegations are true, are in breach of a number of human rights standards. They're in breach of International Labour Organization conventions. They're in breach of the guiding principles for business and human rights of the United Nations. They're in breach of the OECD guidelines for multinational enterprises. They're in breach of the Global Compact standards to which they claim to subscribe, and they're in breach of their own statements about corporate social responsibility. Against the background of serious allegations like this, we have asked Mondelez initially for one simple thing. Talk to us. Talk to us about these allegations. The IUF talks with all of its major competitors, Unilever, Danone, Nestle, on a regular basis. We talk with Coca-Cola on a regular basis in Atlanta when allegations like this arise. And we do not understand why Mondelez refuses to talk to the IUF about these allegations. It may be that Mondelez is uncertain of what happened in these situations in Tunisia and Egypt. If they talk to us, we can clarify what happens and possibly the correct action can follow. We will not give up our efforts to have Mondelez talk to us. Most recently, I was at the shareholders meeting of Mondelez in Chicago last week, addressing Irene Rosenfeld, the CEO, with that precise, rather simple proposal. Talk to us about these allegations. The more they refuse to, the more our members around the world, the more Mondelez unions will believe that the company has something that it cannot defend. So talk to us, sit down, assess these allegations, and react according to what substance there may be behind these allegations. Radio silence in a situation of allegations of serious human rights abuse is not an acceptable response from a major international company.